listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Sorry, Tony, were you...
I thought you pointed at me and that was like, you're on, buddy, go get it.
I was just going to say, that was the music for the old guy. I appreciate that. Yes, yeah, nice that they play the Beatles for the old guys.
So I was pointing at because you got something hanging out of your nose.
Oh, is that what that was? Thank you. That's fabulous.
Hey, real quick, Tony, we're broadcasting on some new stations. Why don't you tell everybody what they are?
That's right. We want to welcome a few stations to our affiliate family here. Longview, Washington, News Talk and Sports Talk AM 1400 KEDO in Longview,
welcome,
Washington.
Longview.
Is got our show on today. Also, KAST 1370, CAST 1370 News and Talk for the Coast in Astoria has got our show on today. Welcome, Astoria. And in Newport, News Talk 1310 KNPT AM and News Talk 98.3 FM in Newport has got our show on today. Welcome, Newport.
Welcome, everybody.
One of the things that... Yeah, hey. Nice applause.
A lot of people in here. Yeah.
One of the things that that is great about all the stations that are broadcasting our show now is everybody suffers from oftentimes the same kind of thing. You know, we're talking about fresh, clean air inside your home. We're talking about building science. We're talking about how to make your home the safest and most energy efficient place to raise your family so that your kids can ultimately get a job that pays them good enough to take care of you when you're old.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
At least that's my plan for my kids.
Yes.
So, and they have to be, and this is great. This is a great little topic because they have to be smart in order to accomplish that task. When we finish with this next interview, we're going to talk to Mark about things in our home that are probably making us dumber.
It's true. I was going to say.
They're definitely in my home.
What I was going to say is probably TV would be the first choice, but that might just be something else. You should just listen to more radio. That makes us a lot smarter.
So we've got on the phone Dave Schuster, and we're going to be talking with Dave about the current market.
So this is our current market update. How you doing this morning, Dave?
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Heard you're at a ball game today.
I am at a Little League game. Yes, sir.
Oh, sounds awesome. What's the score?
Well, it hasn't started yet.
Oh.
We're just watching kids warm up, throwing baseballs around, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, so Dave Schuster with John L. Scott Realty. What's going on in the market out there in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. It's more or less a shortage of inventory. There aren't as many homes listed for sale as there have been over the last few years. So the market has definitely shifted from a buyer's market with too much inventory on hand to now a seller's market with not enough inventory on hand.
Interesting. That is an interesting shift.
It's a faster shift than we expected, wasn't it? I mean, we had been told for years it was just going to be a long, laggard experience, and it sure went quick, didn't it?
Well, I don't know. 2007 till about 2012 seems like a long time to me. It could have turned around faster. Would have been okay, too. More and more people or less and less people are underwater as these values are increasing. You know, with the low level of inventory out there, it's obviously bringing prices up.
Yeah, I noticed. I saw a spreadsheet that was emailed to me the other day from within Par Lumber Company that was showing home values and where they were around 2005, where they dropped to around 2010, and where they've rebounded to now here in 2013. And it's pretty interesting how high they've rebounded, well back up over, I guess, the average. So is that the same thing you're seeing?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up that example because I just recently saw a report that showed 2005. And today, and basically we're back to about the middle of 2005 pricing.
Yep, good. That's what I was seeing, yeah.
The peak yet, not where it was, but that's probably healthy that we don't hit that level.
Right, because they were talking about it at that time, that home values were inflated, dangerously inflated, and that we were headed for a correction, which we ultimately saw.
Right, and so, this correction is very consistent with the theory that real estate goes up 5% per year over the last 50-plus years.
Right, good example.
So now
good
if you draw that line, even just go back to only 2000, now we're back to 5% per year since 2000 sort of growth.
So we're back to, we are back to normal.
I would say so. And with the inventories low, you're seeing, various buyers are out there. Some are more motivated than others. Some need to move. Some don't have to move. And so the ones that need to are, getting down to business, writing list price plus offers on these homes, and I've even seen in one case recently with one of my listings, we listed a property. 48 hours later, we had six offers.
Wow.
Look at three of those six offers had escalation clauses in them.
And what is an escalation clause?
An escalation clause is basically a document that says that here's my offer, and my offer, I can go up to even this much more in increments of 1,000 higher than any other offer that might come in.
Wow.
So if your offer gets beat by someone else's offer, you might say, I'll beat any other offer by $1,000 up until this cap.
Wow.
Wowzers.
That is preemptive. That is preemptive right
there. I love that theory. That's
people are tired of doing the extra work, I guess.
Right. Well, and appraisers are following. What's great is that the appraisers have to keep up, because when there's these multiple offer situations, the appraisers are going to know about it. So when first thing, face value, you know, because you're going to run into the issue of, well, this home appraised for what we just sold it for. But you can show an appraiser, hey, bud, we got six offers here. So the market has found itself.
Right. Wow. That is exciting news, and definitely what we hope to hear. So we appreciate you coming on, Dave, and giving us an update. We'll, of course, plan to have you on in the coming weeks going forward to keep us updated. But we sure appreciate you taking our call today. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you gentlemen having me.
All right. Have a good day, Dave. And we'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy that game.
Thank you very much, guys. Take care.
Bye. All right. Bye.
You know, that's really exciting news. I'm really glad to hear that the market's coming back. Us being in the building industry, I don't think there's better news.
Yeah, it's great news. I mean, I'm anxious for my home value to finally be worth $25,000 again. You know, when it dropped down to $3,000 or $4,000, I thought, gosh, I don't know if I can resell this.
What, do you live in a cardboard box?
It's a 1 square foot home. It's great.
Actually, I do want to say one thing. The only other good news that came out of this morning is that they caught those guys in Boston.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm really glad to hear that.
That's good news for everybody.
Quite certain that everybody in the Pacific Northwest, everybody in the United States has been tuned into that almost tirelessly over the last couple of days, and that is great news.
Yeah, our hearts go out to the victims.
Yes,
in Boston,
absolutely. So.
And to the law enforcement fellows who worked tirelessly to make sure they found that. And they were relentless to make sure that they found a solution in that. That's so what a wonderful sign of how valuable they are in our whole society.
Absolutely. Okay, so
we were about to talk about
what makes you dumb.
Something in your house that could potentially be making you dumb.
Other than the TV.
Other than the TV, right.
Yeah, the reality show, cut back on that, and you'll help a lot. But, no, we're talking about things that really slow down kind of learning behaviors. Now, in schools, research has shown that elevated levels of carbon dioxide, not carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide is what you exhale. Mm-hmm. As it tends to build up, it gets, with children, it was showing slower and poorer test scores in Canada. And they showed that when they added fresh air to classrooms, test scores improved. Something as simple as giving people fresh air. Do you know what it's like? You go for a walk and you come back and you feel refreshed, you feel energized, and that's really a combination of just being exercising in fresh air. And I think if you thought, boy, my house, if it could do that for me, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
And so I think that just knowing that there's fresh air makes you feel better, and a cup of coffee and some fresh air and you're good to go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when athletes are out and they've worked really hard and they've expended everything that they have, and then they sit down, you know, a lot of times you'll find if they're extremely exhausted, they'll give them oxygen.
Right, that's right.
Essentially, you mean they don't give them dirty air?
It's essentially fresh air, folks. So
go sit in the garage.
We all know that oxygen is something that your body requires, and when you're not getting enough of it, you can't rejuvenate. And so it's very important to have fresh air. And so like you were talking about, intentionally know that you have fresh air coming into your house. Control it.
That's right.
Put it where you want it. Find a contractor that will help you install something that brings fresh air into the home where you want it, and then control where it goes out. As opposed to that, and this is something that rung in my tiny little brain here. You said they'll run the dryer,
right?
And the dryer is going to move 200, what did you say, 200
cubic feet of air per minute.
200 cubic feet of air per minute. So basically,
out the door.
Your dryer is shoving hot air
right
out the vent. And when that hot air goes out, your home, which holds the same amount of air all the time,
right,
has to replace that. Where is it coming from?
Right.
It's either coming up through the crawl space hatch in
or
your
garage
floor, or through around your garage door, or through underneath the bottom plates or above the top plates or whatever, where it's not properly sealed. You can't control where that air is coming from if you're not feeding the house with fresh air.
Correct.
So that was something that just, you know, triggered my tiny little intellect there.
When you when you say it that way, it just makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Anytime you turn on a fan, clothes dryers, I said 200 cubic feet, bathroom fan, a range hood in the kitchen, all of those things are pulling air out of your building, and the laws of physics are very supportive that if you blow it out, it's got to come in instantaneously. It's not like, oh, I've got a lot of air in my house, I'll be fine. It's going to come back. And I had a guy yesterday, I was in Bend, Oregon here, and he said, I have big houses, so I really don't need fresh air. And I said, yeah, your house actually makes air when it gets bigger. It just makes your fresh air.
It's an air factory.
It just kind of automatically comes in, and it's if you have enough money, you can have a good stereo and an air maker. So it's cool.
He's going to be a billionaire someday because he makes air.
He makes air, that's right.
All right, we got to take another break. When we get back, I want to find out more about how that air gets replaced, because I don't know how many people out there have fresh air coming into their house. I think it's probably less than 1%, unless you crack a window every time you run your dryer, and
right.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
So hang in there. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Corey. And on the show today, we have Mark LaLiberte, who's a building envelope specialist slash
scientist.
Science! He is wearing a white coat.
He's so smart. I feel dumber in here. Than I normally do.
It's the air. It's not me. Yeah.
There's too much carbon dioxide. The TV's on, and we're on Facebook. I mean, we're just mindless idiots this morning.
So we're talking about fresh air. And Mark said something in the break. Very funny stuff. When people are building a new home, and the contractor comes to you, and he says, okay, this is what I want to do for you. I'm going to build you a new home. And there are some choices that you get to make. You have some energy efficiency choices, some quality of life choices, and some, like Corey likes to say, some lipstick choices. And if the guy says to you, do you want to have fresh air in your home or do you not want to have fresh air in your home? What do you think you're going to choose? As a weekend warrior, what are you going to choose?
Fresh air.
I'm going to say fresh air. And you know what? What we're realizing now is that it's not there. Such a small percentage of homes that are out there right now that you're living in and that are being built right now are not supplying you with fresh air.
Oh, I'd say a huge number.
So let's, Corey, you were gonna touch on that. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, imagine going to your builder, though, and if you're trying to differentiate who you're going to have build your house, what questions would you ask?
Right.
Are you good? That's not a very good question.
Show me your portfolio.
Yeah, let me see here. How expensive are you?
Yeah.
And you define those things on price. So if you went and said, tell me the kind of things you do to make my house more efficient. Tell me what you do to make my indoor air quality better. To help define some of those things that you really want and are important. You don't go to a doctor and go, hey, did you graduate first or last in medical school? And he goes, what does it matter? I'm a doctor either way, right? So if you kind of looked at those fundamentals, we should do a better job of analyzing not just where the house is, but what it includes. And
right.
I think that those things are basic. So if we as consumers drive those changes, then everybody would do that. The perception is that nobody cares.
Right. Well, it kind of seems that way because when we go car shopping, you don't go say, I want a red car. You don't go to every dealership just going, show me your red cars.
Hey, some people probably actually do.
You go to the dealership and say, I want a BMW. I want a BMW because it's clean, it's fast and good looking. I mean, that's why
expensive.
You buy it. And,
that's right.
Yeah, and it's built like a BMW.
Right.
You don't go buy a Chevette.
What if they say, I want gas mileage? That's all I'm concerned about is gas mileage.
Totally. Well, that's another thing. I mean, you don't buy it based on the color,
right?
You know, it's just like
gas
a house.
Mileage, you'd say, I want gas mileage, but would you like it to have brakes? No, not really interested.
I don't need that.
So if you look at the fundamentals, you go, okay, if I buy a car that gets good gas mileage, does it stop fast?
Right.
Does it get me to highway speed? The Chevette, which I actually owned one, that really dates me, was a car that never got to highway speed.
Right.
So the reason why they had to drop the speed limit is because it really couldn't get to 55. So that was part of the problem there. So people had one said, I need to get a little more speed. So you go, does it get up to speed? Is it safe? Does it have airbags? Is it quiet while I'm driving it? Those are all part of, and oh, by the way, is it energy efficient? Does it use less gas? So I think we would all have those expectations. And
right.
I don't think in houses we assume that. We just go, I just want a house that's got lipstick, a really nice granite, and it's kind of pretty. And I'm sure all the rest of the stuff's in there. And that's what we're here to tell you is that it's not in there by automatic. You need to go and be educated and ask. And that's important.
Right. Well, I mean, when you watch HGTV all day long, every show they have is about design.
Yeah.
Is about what color you should paint your walls. So when people are going in to look at these houses, like, oh, look at the granite.
It's got travertine.
Oh, it's got white trim.
Oh.
You know, nobody.
Look at the cute,
nobody
look at the
asks,
cute mailbox.
Does it have a high efficiency furnace? Right. Does it have fresh air coming in? Is it sealed up with Tyvek?
Or else it's got, you've got the show where the Mike, the guy that tears them apart, and he goes, look how bad this was done. Look how sloppy it was. Look at all the rot in the wall cavities. So you got those two extremes. Has it got plenty of beauty? And there's the other show where the guy tears them apart and says how badly they've been built. So you're like, well, is there a range in between where I can I have a beautiful house that's healthy, safe, and durable and great for my family? And the answer is, oh, absolutely. Does it cost me a lot? No.
No, it really doesn't.
In some cases, it doesn't cost you any more. You just have to pick the contractor that knows how to do those things. So if the house becomes more energy efficient, doesn't that mean a smaller air conditioner and furnace? You go, well, yeah, that's logical. So there's a really great way. There's builders in all regions of this Pacific Northwest area that are building really efficient, great houses for a great price, and you just got to do a great job of asking.
The whole point of this whole conversation and this whole show is to let you know that as homeowners, it's your responsibility to make sure this is what you're getting.
Correct.
It's not your responsibility necessarily to do it yourself, but it's your responsibility to find the contractor that says that he can do it and then communicate with him and make sure that you're getting exactly what you want.
That's correct.
We are informing you, homeowners and home builders, that this quality of life is out there, but you have to know that it's what you want.
Right.
Be informed and get it.
And it shouldn't be driven just by laws or code. It should be fundamentals.
Right.
A human being in a building should be comfortable and healthy and warm. That's fair.
Well,
and
what is code?
Important. Yeah. Code is just the basics, really.
The bare minimum.
Yeah, they say a code house is the worst house you can build. Is technically how
and not get in trouble.
Yeah, not get in trouble. I know we've heard how that's said, but code today is a little bit more stringent, but it sure doesn't take care of the fact that you have to have fresh air. You can put the ducts in any place you want. So there's always these variations where that sort of is the minimum. And you should be prudent to ask for a more efficient house. Think of you bought a house today, and you sell it 5 years from now. The cost of energy is going up. Do you think someone buying your house is going to say, hey, what are the energy bills? Oh, they're really high. Will that affect the resale? And you go, most likely.
Yeah.
So the day to invest in energy efficiency would be today, because in the future, it will always sell for more money. And the research is proving that. In the Northwest, they show that houses that were more efficient and had been tested and verified, sold for more money and faster. And mm-hmm. if I was a buyer, I'd go, wow, that's what I want to invest in my money. Live in this great house and it'll sell faster and for more money. Let's do that. And that's the truth, actually.
Yeah. So we've been talking about mostly about air quality and about how to make sure that the air that you're breathing inside your home is good air and how to bring good air into your house.
So we're talking about a healthy home.
We're talking about a healthy home. We're going to take a quick break shortly. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about...
Sean's giving you the... No, we're not.
Oh, we're not? Okay. Well, when we come back from our break that we take whenever we take it, we're going to be talking more about energy efficiency, cold drafts. If you're sitting in your house and it's warm and cozy and you're watching TV and all of a sudden you feel a cold draft go across your bare legs and you're thinking, wow, where did that come from?
Or if you're sitting next to Tony and there's a warm draft,
you would get up and leave.
Absolutely.
There is a way
right.
to find that.
That's
there's
correct.
A way to track that down and a way to fix that problem. And we're going to be talking about some of that going forward. Also, in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking to Todd Brenton, Outdoor Adventures, and find out what he's catching out there. We're going to be talking to Penelope with Organize Me Penelope
That's
and getting
right.
our organizing tip of the week. Which is very exciting. And
later in the program, I'm going to be talking about my cool product and also my energy conservation tip of the week, which would be great because having Mark in here is opening my eyes to many more things.
Absolutely.
You know, so talk about some durability issues, about managing rain and climate issues in this marketplace. If you're buying a new house, what kind of things should you ask for about those basics? You know, how do I protect my house from getting wet and mold and that stuff? So that's
right.
All part of that. Things like looking for a Tyvek or asking the builder for the right product. That's all part of this whole, I think today we got to find out, somebody's going to want to say, what do I do though? What do I ask? How do I say it? And that might be something we can get you later too.
Yeah, and also the crawl space.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, do you really need those vents in your crawl space or do you not? Which way is better? We'll be talking to Mark LaLiberte about that when we come back. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.